Wuhan coronavirus death count hits 6 million globally. By Nick Gilbertson on March 7, 2022. Johns Hopkins University reported Monday the global Chinese coronavirus death toll has passed 6 million, with close to 1 million deaths taking place in the United States. The grim milestone comes as the U.S. nears the two-year anniversary of former President Donald J. Trump declaring a national state of emergency on March 13, 2020, as cases first started to climb in America. Johns Hopkins registers the global death toll at 6,001,094 while deaths in the U.S. stand at 958,621. There have been over 446 million confirmed coronavirus cases reported worldwide, with nearly 8 million reported in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins. In early November, Johns Hopkins reported the world death toll had eclipsed 5 million. And Breitbart News noted China had yet to be held accountable in any meaningful way. In November of 2020, health officials detected the virus in Wuhan, China, but seemingly worked to hide how severe the coronavirus strain was. Moreover, the World Health Organization, WHO, did China's bidding on the world stage, Breitbart News reported. Preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel hashtag coronavirus, 2019 nCoV, identified in hashtag Wuhan, hashtag China, said the WHO on January 14, 2020. Months later, in May of 2020, a leaked intelligence report asserted that the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, intentionally engaged in a cover-up, which included the destroying of evidence, to the endangerment of other countries, Breitbart News reported at the time. The report, a product of the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance of the United Kingdom, the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, found that the Chinese regime went about disappearing whistleblowing doctors, censored news about the outbreak, destroyed samples of the virus in laboratories, and refused to hand over samples to international scientists, delaying the ability to manufacture a cure for the virus. The intelligence dossier, leaked to Australia's Daily Telegraph, found that as early as December 31, communist officials began censoring terms such as Wuhan unknown pneumonia, Wuhan seafood market, and SARS variation. On January 1, the wet market in Wuhan was closed and disinfected with bleach, thereby eliminating the possibility of understanding the origin of an outbreak there. In May of 2021, Senator Tom Cotton, RAK, said all evidence points towards the virus originating in a Chinese lab. I think all of the evidence points towards those labs in Wuhan, and if we find out that that's the origins of this virus, then China really needs to pay, Cotton said. They haven't paid enough yet for unleashing this plague on the world. I don't think that China's going to reveal what happened in those labs anytime soon, he continued.